Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to be talking about the golden Facebook ad, aka why Facebook ads that you don't expect to perform usually do. Let's cue that intro and get the show on the road. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. I'm super excited. Today as I record this, it's actually late at night. I don't normally record late at night. However, today was our 7th anniversary. Paul and I got married 7 years ago today. So we went out to dinner and just had a wonderful time. And I still wanted to keep my commitments of recording podcasts and YouTube video. I like to try to record those every single day and I've been on a roll. So I didn't want to miss it, even though it is late. And I just really, really take this seriously. And so I appreciate you listening to this. By the way, if you do listen to this podcast, take a snapshot of this episode and tag me in it on Instagram in your Insta stories at the Mrs. Peterson. And whenever possible, I will share those on to my own story. So feel free to do that for a little extra fun visibility. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the Facebook ad copy that we rely on all the time. This is none other than the golden Facebook ad copy. And this is something that kind of surprises me quite a bit. There are a lot of people who obsess over really complicated copy, whether it's super long form or adding in tons of NLP and hooks and all this, like, let's call it what it is, persuasion slash manipulation a little bit at times. And people sometimes get so hung up on this crazy complex copy that they kind of miss like the whole essence. And so I wanted to share something we've noticed over the years of running Facebook ads. I was actually looking at our ads today. This is mind-blowing. I hope you guys are ready for this. In the history of our account, we have spent a total of, someone accidentally deleted a campaign, so we're missing like $10,000 worth of ad spend here, but $478,000 on Facebook ads that I can track at least here right now. And in trackable purchases, we've generated $1,051,000 in revenue just in trackable front-end purchases. This is so crazy to see. It's kind of fun. But when I go back and analyze all of our top performing ads from throughout the years, not just for myself, but for my clients, for our partners, for tons of people that we've run ads for, most ads follow this simple format, the golden ad copy. And so many times people like want to overcomplicate it. In fact, we actually have Facebook ad swipes as a product. People always say like, no, there's no way. It's way too simple. There's no way that these are the ads that work well. But we've tested tons of ads. And I'm not going to say that there's such a thing as one size fits all for everything. But when you have a baseline set of copy that you know performs time and time again, it gives you a more consistent result when you're testing ads until you start having success, and then you can start to tweak things, whether it's testing super long form copy with stories, testing short form copy with a lot of emojis and a little more clickbaity, which, by the way, I love all of those. But why I believe so strongly in starting with predictable, not boring, but very, very consistent copy across all of the different campaigns that we run is because I know that it has a baseline for performance. Now, what that generally speaking looks like, to oversimplify it here, is it goes hook, basically like story slash several bullet points. I like three. There's power in three. And then a call to action. Once again, that is super oversimplified. I also like the format of hook, one sentence testimonial, and a story or three bullet points, and then a call to action. Now, this is very similar to Russell Brunson's hook story offer, but I don't usually present offers inside of Facebook ads. Instead, I generally speaking like to get people to the next page so that we have another chance to connect with them further before I'm trying to just like sell them something in the feed. I like to give them an experience first. And so I personally prefer hook, story, call to action. And that is something that we followed for a long time. That is the golden ad copy. It crushes it over and over and over again. And I want to challenge you guys to start testing an actual intentionally simplified ad copy so that you have one less variable in your process of testing ads, testing funnels, testing offers, et cetera, et cetera. And actually, if you guys want to grab my golden ad copy, we've put it together inside of this Facebook ad swipes. No pressure at all, but feel free to grab it and see exactly what I'm talking about, or you can try your hand at writing your own copy and testing out that exact format that I shared tonight. But I will tell you guys that this performs time and time again, and even though people desire something crazy complicated, I highly recommend starting with that simplified ad copy and creating a baseline for results and then improving everything from there. If you guys want to grab those Facebook ad swipes, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast and you will see it there in the show notes. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.